Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City.
We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi, dear. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Now, taking your family to the zoo is supposed to be a nice, relaxing day, ain't it? I mean, so what if Junior gets ice cream all down the front of his shirt? And so what if your wife's shoes are killing her and she spends the whole day moaning at you? Ah, these things is small potatoes when it comes to the enjoyment the whole family gets. Ain't that so? But with my family, well, they ain't a family exactly. I mean, Michael is my broad and Red is my buddy. But spending a day at the zoo with those two jokers, oh boy, that ain't no relaxing day. I mean, you need a week back at work to recuperate. Yeah, started the day before the holiday, and Brett and me was bending each other's ears down on the ramp waiting for a fare.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah?
Tomorrow's a holiday, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right, Brett. Boy, I can't wait.
What are we gonna do?
Do? We ain't gonna do nothing. That's what a holiday's for, to do nothing.
Ain't you even gonna see Michael?
Sure I's gonna see Michael. We is gonna do nothing together.
Yeah? Well, how about me?
So what about you? You was big enough and ugly enough to amuse yourself, ain't you?
Big, yeah. I wouldn't say ugly. Sort of manly, maybe, but not ugly.
Oh, is that so? Anyway, tomorrow I am doing nothing with a capital N.
What about the zoo?
Well, what about the zoo?
I ain't never been to the zoo. Tomorrow'll be a good day.
Okay, so go.
No, it ain't no fun. It ain't no fun going on your own.
Now, look, Red, if you want to go to the zoo, you is going to have to go on your own. Because me and Myrtle ain't going to go with you. The last thing I want to do tomorrow is to go to the zoo. I am not going, neither is Myrtle, and that is final.
Gee, Chuck, this was a swell idea. I ain't been to the zoo in years.
Yeah, me too. In fact, I ain't never been to the zoo before in my whole life. Never. Never ever before. Never. Ever.
Yeah. Well, never. With a bit of luck, maybe they'll keep you here.
Oh, this was a never. Great idea, Chuck. What made you think of it?
Don't ask me, honey. I am trying to forget.
Never. Gee, they's got animals here I ain't never heard of. Hey, look over there. These animals are dangaroos. Hey, what's a dangaroo, Chuck?
These animals are dangerous, stupid.
Oh, I thought it was some kind of kangaroo, you know.
Hey, I could do with something to eat. It's getting on for lunchtime, ain't it? Let's find a bench, have our sandwiches.
Yeah, good idea. I'm starving.
Starved? What are you talking about? You just finished a jumbo pack of popcorn, two ice creams, and before that you had three hamburgers.
Yeah, but those were snacks. Snacks. This is lunch. Did you bring any lunch, Chuck?
Well, Michael packed for me, didn't you, honey?
Yeah. Oh, here's a bench.
Oh, okay.
What would you like, Chuck? Ham or cheese?
Give me ham, I think. Yeah, ham, thanks.
Red?
No, thanks, Molly. I got, thanks.
What did you pack?
Well, I didn't want to be bothered making all kinds of different sandwiches, so I put all the fillings together, the ones I liked, and I made one big sandwich. You like some, Chuck?
No, thanks, no.
Michael?
No, not for me.
Hey, Red. What exactly has you got in that mess, anyway?
Well, this is my specialty. This is a Kowalski king size. One slice of pumpernickel, one slice of rye, because I like both, see? And in between, there is cheese, peanut butter, fish paste, strawberry jam, cold mutton, molasses, fruit salad, pickles, avocado, pear, and steak.
Suddenly, I am not hungry.
Me neither.
I want to tell you, guys and dolls, that seeing that big ape gnaw his way through that load was enough to put anybody off. Well, we waited for Red to put that sandwich away, and then we started off again. By this time, I had had enough of the zoo, let me tell you. In fact, I had had enough of the zoo before we left the apartment that morning. I am beginning to suspect that Michael's dogs are starting to bark. Yeah, she's wearing a new pair of shoes. But Red, He is lapping it up like a two-year-old. Which ain't surprising, come to think of it.
Gee, hey, look at that, Chuck. That's a grizzly bear, huh? Say, whoever called that a bear was screwy. It's got more hair than a pop group.
Nah, they spells it different. B-E-A-R, not B-A-R-E.
I don't care how they spell it, it's still hairy.
No, you see, but... Ah, give me strength.
Hey, look over there. What? Elephant ride.
Nah, that's for kids.
Who says?
Well, it is. Everybody knows that. When kids go to the zoo, they go for a ride on the elephant.
I don't see no signs saying kids only.
Never mind the signs. Do you see any adults on the elephant?
Sure, that guy on the neck with the keep, what is it, the peak cap?
No. He's the keeper, stupid. He does the steering.
Oh, he's the keeper. Hey, say, I heard a story once about an elephant never forgets.
I heard it.
About this guy in the jungle. He finds an elephant with a thorn in his foot. He takes it out.
I heard
it. Years later, this guy's in a circus sitting in the cheap seat.
I told you I heard it.
The elephant that comes in. And the one elephant comes over this guy and sniffs him with his trunk. Then he picks him up.
I know. And he puts him in the ringside seats. I told you I heard it.
No, he beat his brains out against a tent pole. It was another elephant.
You know... Just so much of that sort of malarkey can you take of no more. Me and Myrtle decides to find ourselves the cafeteria and have a cup of coffee and take the load off our feet. But Red, he don't want to know.
Okay, you two. You two sit here a while. You two sit here a while. There's still a lot I ain't seen yet. I'll meet you back here, okay?
Yeah, okay. But don't be all day. Say, about half an hour?
Yeah, sure. I'll see you in half an hour.
And if you ain't back by then, Red, we's going.
No, I'll be back. I'll see you in half an hour.
Oh, boy. That's a relief, huh?
Yeah. My face is killing me.
Just coffee, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, two coffees, please. Mine without milk.
Sorry, we ain't got no milk. You'll have to have it without cream.
Look, wise guy, save the cracks. Bring the coffee. Well, I want to tell you guys and dolls that I was half expecting that my buddy Red would not be back when the half hour was up. And I was busy telling myself that me and Myrtle wasn't going to wait. But no. Inside 5 minutes, Red is back. With a guy whose face is vaguely familiar. In tow.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck?
Yeah?
You just about ready to go?
Yeah, just about. Hey, I thought you'd still be busy looking at your pals, the monkeys.
Well, I was. But I met Mr. Fairbanks. You remember Mr. Fairbanks?
Well,
he's one of my regulars.
Oh, yeah.
He rides with me at least once a week. This is my buddy, Chuck.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Oh, hi. This is my my lady friend, Michael.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Oh, John.
If you're going now, Chuck, I said we'd give Mr. Fairbanks a lift back to my hack. He wants me to take him out the airfield.
Oh, yeah, sure. Me and Michael has just finished our job.
Well, I'm really very sorry to intrude upon you like this, but as I explained to Mr. Kowalski, this is something of an emergency.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Trying to get a cab on a holiday is practically impossible. I was standing at the zoo entrance hoping to hire a cab as it dropped somebody at the gates. My apartment's just across the way. When I saw your friend, and although he explained that you and he had the day off and he was showing you around the zoo...
He was showing me around the zoo?
Well, he very kindly offered to drive me to the airport. If you would be so good as to drop he and I where his cab is garage.
Hey, mister, I'll do better than that. Michael, how do you fancy a nice little drive out to the airfield, huh? Anything to get away from that zoo. So inside 10 minutes, we is inside the jalopy. Michael and me in front, and Ren and this Fairbanks Joe in the back. He is a very nice guy, and is obviously very well loaded. In the cab, he explains what the rush is.
Now, not the Kennedy Airport, the airfield about 20 miles north. I have my own plane.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Gee, that must be marvelous. Have your own airplane.
Well, I hop about the country quite a bit on business. I find I make better time. I just had a call from my man upstate. He's been negotiating a deal there with a guy. He just phoned through for me to get there as soon as possible to sign the papers. And I want to get there while this fella is still keen, you know. So I'm very grateful.
Ah, it's okay. Don't mention it. I had enough of that zoo before we even got there.
Oh, really? Why, Mr. Kowalski told me you were quite an animal lover.
He said that?
Well, you kept saying, all I need is to spend a day at the zoo.
Well, here we are. Oh, you made very good time, Mr. Edwards. Thank you. Now, just to turn in this gate.
Okay, whereabouts?
Oh, I see they've got my plane out and fueled up. That's the white twin-engine job over there.
Hey, that's some smart plane, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
Now, if you can just drop me over by the control tower, I'll clear the trip.
Over there?
Yeah, that's it. Well, thank you very much, hon. What do I owe you for the...
That's okay, mister. You have it on the house. It's a holiday.
Well, that's very kind of you. I'd offer to take you all up for a little flip, but I'm kind of rushed.
Not to worry, mister. I ain't so keen on them things, tell you the truth. I like to have my feet on terra firma. The more firma, the less terra.
Yeah, well, thanks again.
Mr. Fairbanks, you mind if I has a close look at the plane? I ain't never seen one close up, you know, real close.
No, not at all. I'll be 5 minutes or so before I'm ready to take off. Have a look around inside. I had it specially fitted out. I'll see you in a moment.
Gee, thanks. Are you coming, Chuck?
Not for me, Red. Them things is unnatural. You go ahead.
Yeah, okay. You want to come, Michael?
Yeah, okay. I want to stretch my legs anyway.
Hey, don't do nothing drastic with those legs that you'll regret later.
Ha-ha. Very funny. Come on, Red.
And don't be all day. It's 20 miles back to town.
If you stretch your legs, you'll have to have your skirts lengthened.
Don't you start, or I'll give you a knuckle sandwich.
Okay. Hey, some plane, huh? I didn't know they was this big.
Me neither. Yeah, it's nice.
Come on, let's have a look inside, huh?
Wow.
They said we could.
Yeah, all right. You go first.
Okay. Gee, this is beautiful. Hey, look at this, Michael.
How can I look at anything with you blocking the doorway? Get inside so I can see.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this is something, huh? Must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, look at that. Even got a private bar and an icebox and easy chairs, everything.
Yeah. What happens when this thing goes up in the air? Don't these things slip around?
Gee, look at all these switches and dials and things.
You know what? All these easy chairs and things, it's fixed down.
Mind you, I don't suppose it's all that different to driving a cab once you know what you're doing.
Oh, these chairs is very comfortable.
I mean, you got a sort of steering wheel. Wonder how you switch it on. Just tried the seat for size. Oh, boy, makes me feel like Snoopy. Curse you, Red Baron, I'll get you yet. He swings his plane savagely out of the way of the machine gun bullets. And he swings his plane the other way. Oops. Hey, I knocked on a switch or something like that.
Red, what are you doing?
I don't know what I did. He's moving.
Guys and dolls, I thought I was hearing things, and I thought I was seeing things. First comes the sound of a plane starting up. Then, suddenly I realizes it is the plane that Red and Michael is in. And then I sees it start to move slowly down the runway. Red told me afterwards that what happened was that he switched on the engine when he was being Snoopy, swerving out of the way of the Red Baron. Yeah, he swerved against the switch, and the engine started up. Well, he wasn't sure which switch he had switched on. And in trying to switch it off, he must have somehow got the thing in gear, or whatever happens, you know. And it started to move. Move? Me, I just couldn't move. I sat staring with my mouth open for about 30 seconds before I could say a thing. Red! Red, stop fooling about! Come back here with that thing!
What on earth?
Don't ask me, mister, but look, it's moving.
Can he fly?
Can he fly? His mother don't know he's left the nest yet. Come back here, you stupid jerk!
Boy, he can't hear you. The ambulance and the crash wagon are going out. I just hope he don't panic and start pushing any buttons.
no. No, no. Look, mister, he's going faster.
He's traveling down the runway?
Yeah, look. He's picking up more speed.
No. The tail's lifting.
Yes. Oh, no.
He's taking off.
And he was, with my broad aboard. What happened was, that big jerk panicked when the plane started moving. Yeah, he tried to stop it. Ah, but you know Kowalski. If there is two buttons and one is the wrong button, that's the one he'll push. Two, did I say? If there's 102, don't worry, he'll find it. All I know is that standing where I was, it looked as if that plane left the ground and went straight up. Me and this Fairbanks guy stood glued to the spot for a few seconds. Then he runs into the tower, and I runs after him. And he tries to get red on the radio, but no answer. And that plane is still going up. What's he trying to do?
Oh, if only he'd switch on the radio.
Ah, don't worry. He'd never think of that. He'll keep going on until he runs out of sky.
If he doesn't straighten out, he's going to stall that plane.
And what happens then?
Then? Well, then he'll start diving.
Oh, no.
He'll come down so fast. Oh, come on. Switch on radio.
Listen, mister, the only hope we got of that is that my broad will think of it. I wouldn't be surprised if Kowalski has fainted with his hot little hands clutching that wheel.
Michael, stop making that noise. You make me nervous.
I make you nervous. What do you think you're doing?
That's a good question. Don't look down.
Wait, stop this. We're too high. Stop going up. Get down.
We were too high the moment we left the ground.
Well, point the nose the other way.
That way is the ground, and that's hard.
Red, do something.
Like what?
You get us up here. You get us down.
Don't say that way down. I'm going up. That gives us more time to think. You better strap yourself in like me.
I don't want to be. I want to go down.
Michael, what are we going to do? I can't fly this thing.
Stop kicking around. Go back and put it back where you found it.
I don't know what to do. Uh-oh.
What's happening?
Stop climbing.
We're diving. Red, stop it.
You wanted to go down.
I'm changing my mind. Go back up.
I don't know what to do.
Stop saying that. The ground's coming closer. Pull that wheel back.
What wheel?
Hold that thing in your hand. Pull.
It won't move.
Pull. It ain't going down so straight now.
It's coming. It's okay. It's coming.
That's it. We're straightening out. That's it.
No.
You did it, Red. You did it. That's fine. Now we're going straight.
We are?
I think so.
Well, if we're going straight, what's the ground doing up here and the sky down there?
Me and the Fairbanks guy is having kittens. Yeah, that plane was going up and down, like a drunken sailor on a trampoline. Then it finally leveled out at last. But upside down.
Red, stop it! The blood's going to my head!
Me too. I think I'm going to faint.
Not now. Turn it over.
I don't know what to do.
Radio, switch on the radio. Where's the switch? Which one says radio?
This is no time to listen to music.
Oh, they'll be watching us. They'll be trying to contact us. Oh, where's the switch? This is it, I think.
Don't do that. You might push the ejector button or we'll go flying through the roof.
Hello, a tower calling Baker Eddie. Come in, Baker Eddie.
Fine time to call is Baker.
Oh, that must be us. I'll answer. Baker Eddie, I think. Calling tower. What do we do? Over.
At last. Well done, Miss. Well done, Miss. Now. The great thing is not to panic. Don't panic. Whatever you do.
Now we tell.
Now, listen carefully. I'll tell you exactly what to do. Now, you listen carefully to me, and I'll tell you step by step.
Mister, I'm sorry. I can't look. You tell me. How's he doing?
Well, he's got it the right way up at last.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Now, whatever you do,
Don't lose your head. Whatever you do, don't lose your head.
No. Now you're doing fine. You're doing fine. Now, just give her a little bit left rudder. That'll bring you over the field. Left rudder. Over.
You heard, Fred. Left rudder. No, that way. Left.
Don't confuse me. And do not shout in my ear, Michael.
It's coming in towards the tower. Over.
Oh, boy. Now at least they are coming this way.
Yes. They're coming this way. In fact, they're coming straight for the tower.
I know. He's heading straight for us.
Hello. Calling Mill City. I need to make ready. Take her up.
Matt, pull back.
Please, Michael, do not shout. I am pulling.
Oh, they're coming straight for us.
Look, you'll never make it. He's going to crash.
He just missed.
Oh, boy, mister, don't say that too loud. You don't know, Red. He's just as likely to try again.
Hello. Tower calling Mary Baker. Baker Eddy.
Mother, we have to go now. Over.
All right, now. There is no need for alarm. This has happened before, and in one or two of the cases, the people... No. If you just do as I say, everything will be all right. Now listen carefully, and I'll tell you what you have to do to land it. All right, now.
You heard what he said, Red? Make those black things go halfway.
I heard. Yeah. I'm doing it.
No. That's fine. You're doing just fine. Now listen carefully. To the right, you will see a button.
Red!
No, not the red one. Don't press the red one, whatever you do. Not the green one. The green. You got the green. Now, that's it. Now, just straighten up on the runway.
Straighten up on the runway!
You come in too fast, I'll tell you, and you go up and try again.
If you come in too fast, he'll tell you, and you're going to go up and try again.
The important thing is to keep your speed down, but not so slow that you stall.
The important thing is to keep your speed down, but not so slow that you stall.
Michael, will you stop repeating everything he said? I ain't deaf.
Now, start losing height.
Now, start losing.
All right, already.
Height.
That's it. Now, here comes a little. Now, you have got to come in very soft. If you hit the ground too hard, you'll bounce. But you could burst the tires.
Fine time to worry about a puncture.
No. That's fine. Keep her coming like that.
Oh, look at the ground coming up towards us.
Don't think about it, Red.
That's hard ground. I can't.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Don't you start repeating.
Come on. That's it. Down.
I want to go back up.
No.
You're doing fine. Yes. Now. Yes. Brace yourself. Keep it like that.
Hold tight, Michael. Here we go.
That made it. Yep, he landed that plane as if he'd been flying for years. Me, I was out over that tarmac as if I was flying. The engine cut and the plane pulled to a stop, and boy, I was up and had that door open before you could say, let's go and spend another day at the zoo.
Michael, honey.
Oh,
now, come on, honey. Don't cry. Everything's fine. Come on now. Red, buddy boy, that's well done, my old friend. Red! Hey, Red.
Don't waste your breath. He fainted just as we landed.
How about that, huh? Michael don't never want to see the inside of a plane again. But Red, would you believe it? The big guy keeps it into his head that he can fly. Yeah, there's only one thing I could do to take his mind off it.
Gee, Chuck, sure is nice spending every Sunday at the zoo, ain't it?
Yeah, see what I mean? I end up behind the eight ball as usual, walking around that zoo. Okay, guys and dolls, that's it. If I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.